Okay, Simon Yud Aleph, Sif Chof Aleph, finishing up the mezuzahs. Got so many mezuzahs. Maybe I'm just paying attention to the mezuzah questions the last 2 days since we started Hilchos Mezuzah. Really should just post them on the chat and all the different pictures of doorways and all sorts of interesting stuff. So, Chof Aleph. Common question. Hasoicher bais b'chutz la'aretz. Somebody who rents a house in chutz la'aretz. Potter mi mezuzah shloishim yoim. He's potter from a mezuzah for 30 days. The lo havi diras keva. It's not considered a diras keva in chutz la'aretz. In Eretz Yisrael, it is.
What is
Because
it?
we're
If you're
afraid
renting
that.
a house
Is
for
that what
30
we get the
days,
halacha? That you
you
don't
wouldn't
have
let
to.
people
You don't put up a
temporary.
mezuzah for 30 days. Yeah. And that's, yeah, temporary. Like you take a hotel.
I'm saying that's where we get this help from this halacha.
Yeah.
Though in Israel it wouldn't work if you
In
go
Israel, it
to
doesn't work
Israel.
because in Israel is
Does it mean that if you put it within 30 days, no bracha?
yes. Memela, since there's no chiyuv, so even though the lashon of the kitzur is that you're potter.
But if you
So
rent an
you rent
apartment,
an Airbnb from Israel and from non-from people that own mezuzahs, what do you do?
be right there.
It's a big. It's an issue. I know it's come up. It's come up. It's an
I'm just
issue.
realizing right now. I rent from a non-Jew and a non-from. I'm saying, and there was no mezuzah.
Yeah, but you didn't duchen, so that's
Yeah, that's true.
it
Well, if you're renting a house here for 2 years,
doesn't make a
you don't put it
difference.
up for 30
No,
days.
you don't put up with it. You could put it up, you can't make a bracha. Right?
So
So
when do
then
you
the
make the
shaila is
bracha? Day 30, day 30 and
not really
31?
day 31. Really, the shaila is do you put up a mezuzah first and then what? Meaning, should you put up the mezuzah? It says you potter from a mezuzah, you can't put up a mezuzah. Right, so the shaila is people don't want to live without mezuzahs. So there's different etzes. Some say put up the mezuzah, then take it down by the day 30, and then put it back up. Others don't like that etzah because what are you doing? It's
You're
right.
not laying there. I put it up right
Others
away.
don't like that.
Why? Because what? Brocha Shein Atzricha, or because
Yeah,
it's Mezoyim that you're
yeah.
taking it down?
You're pulling a scam. That's what it was. It already has a mezuzah. You're taking it down in order to make a bracha. Maybe you should do that every day on your way out of your house. Rabbi Akiva Eiger holds that when you're not home, you don't get the mitzvah mezuzah. At least he entertains that thought. I don't
I
remember
don't
if it
get the
comes out of the
mitzvah. I
maskana.
need that
But so if
mitzvah.
that's the case, so on your way out every day, take off your mezuzah, leave it on the floor, not on the floor, whatever, leave it on a chair. When you come home, put it back up, right? Okay, whatever. That's what some people say. So they
They say
bring
I
it
need
from the
100 brachos. I'll do that.
right. So I'm saying you get tons of brachas, and then you could also smell some while you do it, all the different types.
Long as they live somewhere.
And then so I don't know. They bring here from Rav Moshe that you just put your fingers on and then you can make the bracha on the 31st day, whatever. Anyway,
So, but if you rent for more than 30 days, if
no,
you rent for a year,
even if you rent for a year, you don't put it up until after 30 days.
even though you signed the contract.
Yes. Yeah. Chopei. Also, a very common question, especially in this neighborhood where people are constantly moving in, moving out. Somebody who's leaving this house and another yid is coming in. Lo yita l'rishonas a mezuzah. The first guy cannot take the mezuzahs. Ela yanichem. He has to leave them there. Vasheni yishalom lo yavuram. And the second guy should pay them. Now, there's all sorts of loopholes to this. Because let's say you're taking it down to paint. Let's say you're not sure who's moving in. Can you replace them with cheaper mezuzahs? All sorts of stuff. So the problem is when the person moving in has a heter to take his mezuzah. So he comes with his own mezuzahs from his old apartment, and the guy moving out doesn't have a heter to take it down. So now this guy's stuck with two sets of mezuzahs, right? So how do
What
you
do you
how,
mean? He can't tell the guy I'm bringing my mezuzahs, and therefore
You
he
could
can
do
take
that.
your
You could do
down?
that. You could do that. But
If he doesn't want to pay for it, he has to
yeah,
tell it, no?
of course. But the shayla went to take them down because you're not supposed to take them down. Yeah.
Aha. So oh, I see. So it's an issue of taking it.
Yeah. So chafkei.
Even after he moves in.
After he moves it, somebody else should take it down. That's what the pious can say. Let somebody else, not the owner. The owner should not take
What
it
is
down.
it? Bet Simon? What is the Aisha?
Yes, you're leaving the house without Shmira. Okay,
But
Chav Gimel
okay,
Chayavan.
okay.
Yeah, without Shmira. Chav Gimel Chayavan, Lizar Ma'od, B'mitzvahs Mezuzah, M'nei Shechoves HaKol Tomid. The Chiv Mezuzah is everybody, meaning both men, women, and it's a constant mitzvah. Right? And it's day and it's night. V'chol zman sheyichnes v'yetzei, anytime you come in and go out, yifka b'yichud Hashem, you should touch the Yichud Hashem. Shemoi shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'yizkar ha'avosoi, you should remember His love, v'yor mishnasoi, u'shigiyosa b'havle yazman, and it will inspire him from his sleeping and his stupidity, wasting time. The only thing that lasts forever is knowing Hashem, the rock of the world, or forever. And then, meaning when you see the mezuzah, you come home, you say, oh, there's Hashem in this world. I better behave myself at home and not just sit around and do nothing. And when you leave, you also think to yourself, oh, of the mezuzah, let me behave myself. If you have tefillin on your head and on your arm, tzitzis, and you have tzitzis in your bag, and mezuzah in your door, it's muchzik that he's not going to do a chet, because he has tons of reminders. And those are the melachim that save him from doing his melacha. Right? So you have the tefillin, you got the tzitzis, and you have the mezuzah. The doesn't
Not a
say yarmulke, correct, and it certainly doesn't say a hat, but we won't go down that road,
why don't we wear the phone all day?
because we're not capable. We're not even capable of wearing tefillin for
Shmira.
5 minutes.
But Shmira.
It is what it is. Halacha trumps
So it's
shmira.
only Shmira if you remember. It sounds like it's only Shmira if you have a
Well,
kavana.
that's what you should, that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a machlokas whether it's Shmira outside the house.
Correct. But your house needs a shmir even when you're not home too.
Right, but I'm saying Shmira on you, that you're not gonna come, whatever, be protected and not gonna come to do a sin.
Right, I hear that. Fine. I don't understand as a chron of the when mezuzah bana b'mnois a mason katanim, the kids die young. V'chol
I
azar
think
b'mitzvah.
it's
Let me just finish.
the only mitzvah that is also arichas yomen for the children, even if the father does
Right.
it.
Yeah. V'chol azar mezuzah yarichu yamav. If you have careful mezuzah, you're gonna have long days. Shenemar l'man yirbu yimeichem ve'yivenechem. Right. Some people don't like long days because they're so bored. Right. Meaning, oh, it's such a long day today. Maybe they're not so happy with a long day. Fine. Chofta alafisha mezuzah hu lahasku yichud shma yisbarach. Since the mezuzah is to remember Hashem, l'chein k'shiyetzim mipesach beisim v'chein k'shenichnas yinashe kosa. That's why when you leave your house and when you come home, you should kiss it. Avaloy yinei chasei yad al mezuzah atzma. Don't put your hand on the mezuzah itself. Eliezer, she is chuchis al Hashem. It should be glass on the Hashem's name, meaning over Shema. Over the shakai, I'm sorry, that's on the outside. Ayin b'sifri kesis, kesis a sefer, that's meaning that's the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch's sefer. Kesis a sefer, which is one of the main svarim on safras. And when you leave your house and you put your hand on the mezuzah, yomer Hashem shomri Hashem tzili al yad yamini Hashem yishmar tzeisi v'yom yata v'ad olam. Chav hey, mezuzah is a yochid nivdekes shtei pamim b'shevashonim. The mezuzah of a yochid gets checked 2 times in 7 years. All right. The sharabim and the public, she'en la triach aleim, meaning what's the difference between the public and the private? Tatircha nivdekes shtei pamim b'yovel. It should be checked twice a yovel.
We say also that you don't do this anymore also.
Oh, so that's the thing. Nowadays, you don't have to do it because many say you don't have to do it because
Nothing's happening to interior doors.
huh?
Nothing's happening to interior doors, but the exterior doors could be the sun, right?
Yeah. No, meaning if it's climate controlled inside your house, what is the point? What could possibly go wrong with your mezuzah unless there was a leak, unless it was freezing cold or boiling hot for days on end? But even then, it's not Phoenix. Maybe in Phoenix you'd have this issue if you had no air conditioning. But here, there's nothing going to happen to mezuzahs. So, but they say you should check it anyways. However, there's some cipher thing that says you don't need a cipher to check it. You're checking for damage, so check it yourself. Take it out and read it and see if you see damage. If you don't see damage, you're fine. The people make the mistake, they think you're checking the mezuzah to see if it's kosher. It has a chazakah. When you buy it from a good person, it has a cheskas kashrus. We're looking for damage. That's what you're checking for. Okay. Siman Yud Beis. The places that the preparation for tefillah and where you should daven. By test vav seifim, right? Ksiv he coined lekrasa lekecha Yisrael, right? You should make hachanas, prepare to call on Hashem. Peter sheyachin asatzmi lefnei Hashem yisbarach. You should prepare yourself in front of Hashem. Sheyavash asatzmi b'mushe covered, that you should wear proper begadim kishahaylich lispalim when you go daven. Kimi shahaylich lefnei sar nichbud. Then it's if you're going in front of an important officer. Vafilu. Even if you're davening alone in your house, you have to get dressed properly. All right? Meaning the question is, should you daven in pajamas? Should you daven in Crocs? Should you daven barefoot? All right? Anything that you wouldn't dress like when you have somebody that you're talking to, somebody respectable, respectful, then you can't do that when you daven. We get to Shiloh camp all the time. Should you run and change out of your shorts and daven b'yichidus? How about Crocs? All
Sometimes
that.
people come in a shul looking like that.
Yes, unfortunately. But
So if they,
maybe, but yeah, but
if I'm
to
going to go
them,
to shul
maybe.
looking like that, I could definitely do it at home.
Right, so right. And Hanami, maybe they're better. Like Lamashal, sandals in Eretz Yisrael, in those communities that they wear sandals. Okay, so then if that's the way they normally dress, they would dress like that when they meet the president. So if that's the case, then they could daven Hashem also that way.
So what's the psak? It's asur to daven in t-shirt and shorts.
Usr, it's hard to say usr. It's just not proper. He's not
I
saying
mean,
here usr. He's not saying usr. He's saying what the proper thing
I
is to
mean, you are
do.
Mubaza the Mela. You Maza
Yeah, but
the Akadosh Baruch Hu, no?
it doesn't say usr. I don't see the lashon usr here.
I'm saying I think it's brought somewhere else. I'm pretty sure I've seen it somewhere.
Okay, yeah, it could be. It could be. I can only go with.
If
I can
it,
only.
yeah,
Can only. I can
Kitzur
only.
does not say it's Asar, but I'm
Right.
saying we don't really know he holds it Lachatchila,
I
or
don't know. It's part of the pasuk of
it's a
Hikon.
must.
It's part of the pasuk of Hikon. Right. Yeah.
They touch it in our scroll as a must.
What?
The our scroll touches it as must.
Okay, I don't know. I don't know. Well, Makamish, meaning you certainly don't push off davening because you only have shorts, right? You're not going to daven two mitres instead of a mincha, as far as I know.
Why not?
Because it doesn't say that you can't daven that way. Right?
That's not an onus.
Yeah. Anyways, okay. Well, Makaima and the places that it's naik to go with a belt, meaning a begartel. Also, lespala, you're not allowed to daven without a gartel. Right? And the Mishabura says, see, so you're allowed to daven, but that's why they don't let the chazan daven without a gartel. Right? Fine. Base. Tight and tzedakah kaidamatfila. It's better to give tzedakah. It's good to give tzedakah before tefillah. You have to be makabel that you love everybody like yourself. If there's a machloikus with the hearts of Yisrael Lamata, then Lamala is no achdus. But the achdus of their guf, Shalamata, it will cause achdus and achdus of their nefesh Lamala. And Memela, their tefillahs will also be together. Vaz be yas tefillah same kalulas yachad, and when the tefillahs are all together, he ritzuyu lefanav yisparach shemoi, and Hashem wants it a lot more. Meaning, it's a much more powerful tefillah when Klal Yisrael is getting along in this world.
Why do they do it
Nice.
by Lamaseh?
Do what, Balaam?
Go around with the tzedakah box.
I thought they
Not
do it
by
by
Lamaseh,
my.
by Holosil.
They do? I thought they do it by Yivarach David.
No, it's
I don't
after
know.
compulsory.
Not by
Chesed
Chesed. That they do because it's time, I think. It's probably not correct to go around by
No.
Chesed.
There's no specific time.
The white shul, there's one guy who goes around it. I've been there. He goes around the first thing during Sukkot. He goes around like during brachos.
Right, so the meaning is to do it, I think, by Vayvarach David, but okay, let's see. Gimel, Ksiv Shmor Ragel Kasher Telech Lekim. You should watch your feet when you're going to Hashem's house. Dosh Rabbeinu Zechariah the Rocha, Deraglecha Hainu Hanakovim Sheetzel Raglaim. What Raglecha means, your feet, which means your openings that are next to your feet. Right? Meaning, you have to make sure that you're protected from. From needing the bathroom. You have to check yourself before you daven. If you don't have to do, you need, meaning you don't have to go to the bathroom. If you feel even the slightest bit that you have to go to the bathroom, you can't daven. You can't even do divrei Torah while your body is dirty till you clean yourself. But the oven in Mespalo Keshut Nitzur Chlakov, and the oven when you daven and you need to go to the bathroom, Imhu Meshar Ba'atzma Shayyah Halaminas Atzmashir Hiluch Parsa, if you think that you were able to hold it in for the amount of time that it takes to walk a parsa, which is an hour and a fifth, which is 72 minutes, Tfilasai Tfila, your Tfila is a Tfila Bim Lav. If you would not have been able to hold yourself in that long, a Tfila with the oven, in Hispalo, then even by the effort, if you daven tefilas teyeva, it's considered disgusting. It's tzarach la'aser l'spal, and you got to go back and daven. V'yesharim shim yochel la'amidas atzma, and some say that if he's able to hold it in, afilu lechatchila mutalay l'spal. Then it's even lechatchila you're allowed. V'yeshesma zeh imhu be'inyan shabayid shi'yipana yavar zman tefila. If you think zman tefila is going to pass, then you're allowed to daven. This comes up all the time with people that are traveling, especially in the winter, and shkia is at like 4:30, 5 o'clock, and they have to go to the bathroom, but they're on a train or a bus. So according to the kitzur, b'di'eved, if you know you could hold it in, then it's fine.
Is it
Dalet.
katan
It's for sure, yeah, it's both. It's
both?
both. It could be it, for sure ketanim and even gedolim, but there are those that hold that ketanim you can even lichatchilif, even if you have to go the kandavin. There are shitas like that. Fine. Dalet misha bari lo yishena yachal al. Let's say somebody knows for sure he cannot stop himself from having flatulence, gas. Hachi yigmar kriya shema tefila. Till he finishes Shema and Tefila, mutav sheyaver zman kriya Shema or Tefila, b'mashe spala b'loy guf naki. It's better that he should miss zman kriya Shema and Tefila, or better than he should daven without a clean body. Right? V'im avar zman, and if the zman passes, zman Tefila, if the zman Tefila passes, anos who is considered an oinus, mashlam acharkach. He does tashlum and he'll daven two minchas. And if he thinks, if it appears to him that he's able to hold it in during Kriya Shema, yisrael, he should put on the tefillin between Abaycha Baham Yisrael Ba'ava, the Kriya Shema, and Kriya Shema Uvarich Aleim, and then make the bracha then. Meaning, if he thinks he could last that long before the gas comes, then put on the tefillin, even though l'chatchila we want you to put on the tefillin only before Birchas Kriya Shema. I mean, not only, but meaning if you're having problems, at least put on before Birchas Kriya Shema. But here you could do that, and then take it off right after Shema. All right, fine. Okay, we will stop over there. Tomorrow night should be around the same time. Have a fine night.
Yeah, what about a